This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Bonin from 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Versailles High School. I am Brian Billing. Sorry about that. Turn the wrong one up, folks. Welcome to Versailles High School. I am Brian Billing here. Back at the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic, we are getting ready for game number 5 of the day and what will be our second broadcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com. It will be the Bellbrook Eagles taking on the Fort Laramie Redskins. We have the call of the second game here today. That game started at 11:30, and Rushi was victorious in that one, 53-41. The Raiders very successful getting it down inside. Addison Shappy, though, a guard, led the squad with 18 points, and the team was very successful with all five of their starters scoring 7 or more. Claudia Haney, post player, as well as Celeste Borchers, who is plays both inside and out, were the second and third leading scorers for Rushi in that contest. A solid performance for a Rushi squad, which has been a little up and down at times this season, but they've won 2 in a row now, and they are looking to streak into tournament play and play well. Rushi did play well against Fort Laramie back on January the 4th, ended up losing by 10, but it was a close game until the fourth quarter of that contest. Fort Laramie here recently went through a rough patch. The Redskins lost 51-41 to Ottawa Glandorf back on January 11th, a little over 10 days ago. And the squad also lost to St. Henry in double overtime, 46-41 last Tuesday. Fort Laramie was undefeated before then, bounced back 2 days ago on Saturday with a 49-26 victory over Lima Bath in a game that we had the call of here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer was up there for that one. So Fort Laramie looking to start a winning streak today, but Bellbrook is strong as well. The Eagles are 14-2 overall on the year, and they have been strong for several years. Similar to Sydney, they used to be a small Division I school, but with the expansion this year, the Eagles are down in Division III. They finished 16-8 a year ago, lost in a second-round tournament game. The year before, they were 20-5 and advanced to a district semifinal. And then back 4 years ago, the squad was 23-3, stormed back to beat Sydney in a district semifinal, and ended up losing to Mount Notre Dame in a district final. So it's been a very strong run by Bellbrook, and the Eagles are led by a longtime coach, Jason Tencher, who is closing in on his 400th career win. Bellbrook beat Waynesville just this past Thursday, 71-59. A solid win for the Eagles. Obviously, that was a bit different style of game than Rushi's 53-41 victory over Waynesville earlier today. Clock is at 5:25 right now, and the game ongoing right now, the fifth game of the day, is Versailles and Urbana. The Tigers are up by 10 they're up by 13 right now in their game, and they are getting ready to close things out. We're going to pause for another break. When we come back, we will have an in-depth look at both Bellbrook and Fort Loramie, and we'll take a look at all of the games that we have had here today in the Versailles Tiger Classic. All that and more coming up. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
welcome and welcome back to Versailles High School. I am Brian Billing here again, getting ready for the sixth game of the day. It is Fort Laramie taking on Bellbrook to end the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. I temporarily went back a day to the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. That was yesterday. Versailles Lady Tiger Classic is the event name for this one. A great tournament put on by Scott Rohrman and all of the workers here in Versailles. Looking at their scores from the rest of the matchups that have occurred today, we mentioned again our broadcast earlier today. Rushi defeated Waynesville 53-41. That was the second game today. In the first game, Brookville, another Southwestern Buckeye League team, like Waynesville, who Rushi beat, and like Bellbrook, who Fort Laramie is playing, defeated Ansonia 71-51. The third game of the day was Marion Local and Mississinewa Valley, a regional semifinal rematch from last year. And what was a similar game, that it was close in the first half, and the Flyers pulled away in the second half. Marion Local won that 56-44. Game number four had Xenia Legacy Christian taking on New Bremen. Legacy Christian won that one handily, 52-27. And the fifth game was just completed. Versailles posted a win in its home tournament. The Tigers beat Urbana 64-50. Versailles got out to a big early lead in that one, and the teams essentially traded points for the rest of the game. Both Fort Laramie and Bellbrook are on the floor right now, warming up for this contest. The clock is just a little over 10 minutes at the moment right now. You can expect tip-off will be at about 5:45 or a little after. And we will now take a look at both of these squads, starting with Bellbrook. Again, another successful season in a line of them for the Eagles, 14-2 overall entering the season. Their most recent game was a huge 82-33 victory over Oakwood this past Saturday. That was a Southwestern Buckeye League game. They had that big matchup against Waynesville on Thursday and won 71-59. They previously had played at Tri-Village and won that one 57-24. That was another in several big non-conference games that Bellbrook has had this year. They have really recently played strong non-conference opponents to try and prepare for tournament play. I know that from talking to longtime coach Jason Tencher before a tournament game against Sydney 3 years ago, and they have done so again. Another marquee matchup that Bellbrook has had this year was beating Versailles. They came up here to open the season on November the 23rd and beat the Tigers 59-50 in that game. It was a close game, but Bellbrook outscored Versailles 19-10 in the fourth quarter to win by 9 points in that contest. We mentioned Jason Tencher earlier. He has been at Bellbrook now for 21 years and is closing in on 400 career victories. And he has another strong squad this year. Bellbrook is getting used to playing without a four-year star, Taylor Scoey. She graduated after last season. She averaged 17 points per game. I saw her against Sydney in that district semifinal back in 2022. She had a very strong game that night, 15 points and 10 rebounds. But in their first season now without her, she was a four-year starter for Bellbrook, the Eagles still have done well. And they have relied on Lauren Fabric this year. She is scoring an average of 17.4 points per game. She also averages 5.3 rebounds and 2.5 assists per game, in addition to 3.4 steals. Fabric is a 5'10" sophomore forward. A freshman has stepped up and really helped Bellbrook replace Scoey's scoring this year, and that is Libby Bunzold. She is a guard, 5'8" freshman, and is averaging 12.3 points per game and 5.4 rebounds, as well as a Southwestern Buckeye League best 6.9 steals per game. Bellbrook has four other players who average in between 4.8 and 6.9 points per game. So several contributors for them, but obviously Fabric and Bunzold, the two top scorers for the squad this year. Looking at Fort Laramie this year, Carla Siegel is again leading another strong squad. She's in her 26th year this year. And, of course, the Redskins are closing in on the program's 1,000th victory. They will become the first program in state history to reach that mark. I believe if the team went undefeated, they were looking at the final regular season game as being the point that would happen this year. So after the two losses, if Fort Laramie continues to win, that will be in tournament time. Of course, as Coach Teagle will tell you, those two losses showed them they have things to work on. And besides this contest being tough, Fort Laramie does have another few tough matchups to finish the year out, including an Anna team that beat Rushi soundly a week and a half ago, including facing Rushi again, who gave Fort Laramie a strong game the first time the teams play. And then, of course, a season-ending matchup with Marion Local. That should be a fun one on Saturday, February the 8th. Fort Laramie will travel to Marion for that contest. But Fort Laramie, again, able to bounce back after losses to Ottawa Glandorf and St. Henry. They beat Lima Bath 49-26 this past Saturday. That was a game Jack Kramer had the call of here on scoresbroadcast.com. A strong performance all around for Fort Laramie. And Avery Brandwee led the squad in that one, like she has in many games this year, with 20 points. Maddie Chateau scored 10. And Victoria Mesher added 9 points in that victory. Looking at the season statistics for Fort Laramie this year, Avery Brandwee, again, a senior, multiple-year varsity player. She has really led the squad this year. And the squad is not the same when she's not on the court. Brandwee averaging 18.9 points per game, 8.4 rebounds per game, and she is also averaging about 3 steals per game as well. Fort Laramie overall relies on its defense, and several players average between 2 and 3 steals per game. Other big scorers for the Redskins are, of course, Mesher, another senior, multiple-year varsity player. She is averaging 11.1 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. And Maddie Chateau is averaging 10.4 points and 5 rebounds per game. She has been a big addition this year in a starting role. She played some sparingly last year as a freshman, but now as a sophomore, she has really become a big contributor to this Fort Laramie squad. Again, Fort Laramie entering the matchup today with a 13-2 overall record, and Bellbrook is entering the game with an overall record of 14-2. That is the look at both squads here today. And our pregame coverage on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by Francis Schulze and Rushi, which offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Francis Schulze in Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for both teams, and we will get underway between Fort Laramie and Bellbrook in the final game of the 2025 Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Versailles High School. I am Brian Billing, in for Jack Kramer, here today on scoresbroadcast.com. And I am better known as the editor of the Sydney Daily News. Joining us here in this game, as the new sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, Ryan Harless. He helped me out by keeping the book in that Rushi-Waynesville game. Ryan, thanks for coming on the air for this one.
No problem. Thank you for having me with my lack of experience in this medium. I'm excited.
You've seen Fort Laramie, cover them several times this year. I know Brandwee's a beast. What all has stood out to you about them?
I mean, they're the complete team. They've got Brandwee and Mesher are the main two, the seniors on the team, but when they're slow, you know, they've got Chateau who can step out. I watched her go for, I think, 17 earlier on this year. They've got depth. They can really do it all.
Bellbrook has it, and we have a jump ball there as Brandwee came over in the neighborhood. We are underway here between these two squads. 7:38 left in the first quarter, and the possession arrow favored Bellbrook, so the Eagles will go to work here. Starting lineup for the squads. First, for Bellbrook, Libby Bunzold. She is a 5'9" freshman guard. Eva Coasters, a 5'6" senior guard. Lauren Fabric, a 5'10" sophomore forward. Jordan France, a 5'7" senior forward. And Izzy Painter, a 5'7" senior forward. Lormy comes away with the ball there. They get it inside to Brandwee. She drives in along the baseline, goes up for a shot off the rim, no good. Bellbrook gets the rebound. Starters for the Redskins today, a 5'5" senior guard, Ariel Heikamp. There we have a foul that goes against Fort Laramie. They call that one on Victoria Mesher. And that was a shooting foul going to the free throw line for Bellbrook is Libby Bunzold, and she knocks her first one down, nothing but net. Mesher, a 6'0" senior forward, one of the starters, also starting today besides her and Heikamp, 5'7" senior guard, Miley Chateau, 5'7" sophomore guard, Maddie Chateau, and 5'10" senior forward, Avery Brandwee. Second free throw was no good. Ball knocked out of bounds under Fort Laramie's basket. And the squad will take it in from there. The inbounds pass swatted right back out of bounds. That was Libby Bunzel doing that. Throwing it in was Maddie Chateau. Pass goes in. And good. Fort Laramie goes to work. And that was Mesher, as you heard Ryan say. Excellent move inside. And she gets Fort Laramie on the board with a shot down low. And that gives the Redskins a 2-1 lead. 6:29 left in this first quarter.
You know, we talk about Mesher. She's just so long. She's able to grab those boards and still be athletic with the post move like we just saw there, getting Laramie on the board to start the game.
She's been a real strong two-sport standout athlete all her career for Fort Laramie. Was a big part of that Division 7 state champion volleyball team, as, of course, Brandwee was as well. Bellbrook goes to work on its end. Shot off the glass, no good. Coming away with the rebound and racing down the court is Izzy Meyer, who's in off the bench fast. And the Redskins get it down to Heikamp, who was racing ahead, and she gets a shot. Another turnover by Bellbrook, but it's thrown right back to the Eagles.
It's that fast-paced game that Fort Laramie likes to play.
Fort Laramie ahead 4-1, 5:49 and counting left in the first quarter. Bunzel throws it down deep. Mesher comes away with it. Mesher taking it down the court herself, down the lane, up for a shot off the glass, and good. Mesher has 4 points, and Fort Laramie has a 6-1 lead, 5:30 in counting now. Bellbrook gets it down to the right wing, dribbling over to the right corner is Eva Coasters. After a couple passes now with it on the left wing is Bunzold. Three is no good. There is a rebound and putback attempt by Coasters. That is no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound. Ball loose. And it finally rolls out of bounds in front of Bellbrook's bench. Bellbrook is wearing purple. They are going from right to left here in the first half on your computer or smartphone. Fort Laramie in white, the home team, going from left to right. This is, again, the sixth and final game of the day in the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. Bellbrook looking to get going here, still looking for its first field goal of the game. With it now is Bunzel to top the key. She turns and throws it back out near half court to Izzy Painter. After a couple of passes, Fabric has it. She dribbles right side, just inside the corner, throws it back out near the top of the key to Bunzel. Bunzel throws a bounce pass into traffic, and we have a foul called. Looks like that is going to be against Maddie Chateau, and that is who they call it on. Bellbrook has one free throw so far, looking to cut into Fort Laramie's lead here at the free throw line again. And that one is good, off the glass for the Eagles. France at the line. Her second attempt is up and off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound, and there is a putback by Lauren Fabric. So Bellbrook will take that, and a quick turnover. Racing back down. Inside is Bunzold, and she throws it over to Fabric, who gets a bucket again, and suddenly it's a 6-6 tie after a quick put back off a missed free throw and a turnover in basket. Mesher gets down inside for Fort Laramie. Goes up for a shot. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. And we have a foul called against Bellbrook. They call that one against Painter.
Saw Laramie dealing with a little bit more pressure than they had seen these first couple of minutes of the game right there.
They tried to play fast, too. Nearly lost it, but are able to get it. What an inbounds play there. It goes to Brandwee at the free throw line. She pulls up and makes a beautiful jumper. That gives Fort Laramie the lead again, 8-6. Bellbrook goes back to work on its end. There in the right corner is a three by Zoe Howard, who's in off the bench. It's no good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound. Mesher working it past half court right now. She gets it across, goes down in the lane, goes up for a shot, no good, but she drew a foul. What do you think, Ryan? Looked like maybe a little hesitancy there from Mesher, but then she decided to go for it.
Definitely. She went down the lane with some pace. I thought she was going to go right up for it, but she ran into a bit of a wall there and stood her up.
Her first free throw attempt is on the way, off the rim, no good.
Izzy Painter picking up her second foul of the night.
Mesher on the season is shooting 52% from the free throw line, and she matches that there as she gets the second one to fall, nothing but net. After missing the first, and Fort Laramie now ahead at 9-6. Eagles go back to work on their end. Several passes, and now with it on the left wing is Ainsley Gregory, who's in off the bench. Short pass here to Fabric, who throws a pass over on the right wing to Bunzold, and Libby Bunzold knocks down a three. Nothing but net to tie us up, 9-9. 3:06 left in the first quarter. Turnover by Fort Laramie, and a quick lead by Bellbrook. It is a jumper knocked down by Ainsley Gregory. Nice shot from just a few feet inside on the right wing. And Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel calls a timeout. Fort Laramie trails 12-9, 2:56 left in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Welcome back to Versailles High School as we rejoin action. A quick turnover by Fort Laramie, but then Bellbrook turns it right back over. So Fort Laramie has it, races down. There's a pass that goes out of bounds. There's a discussion amongst the officials. They say it is going to be Fort Laramie ball. Millbrook fans don't like that call, but the Redskins will take it in along the baseline here. 2:41 left in the first quarter. Millbrook ahead 12-9. Fort Laramie had led most of the way. The Eagles doing well and scoring off of turnovers here recently. Fort Laramie gets it in. There's a three that goes off the rim by Maddie Chateau. No good. Millbrook gets the rebound, gets it down past half court. They get it over to France. France almost went up for a three, but drives inside and gets a shot to fall. It hung on the front of the rim for a little bit and then fell in. Well, Millbrook up by five, pending the potential three-point play here. Jordan France knocks down the free throw, and Millbrook takes a 15-9 lead. 2:17 and counting as Fort Laramie gets it across half court with his measure. She goes down, pulls up for a mid-range shot. That's off the glass and good. She has 7 of Fort Laramie's 11 points so far. And Fort Laramie back within 4, 15-11.
Mesher's just so smooth. A little fadeaway off the glass there, like it was nothing.
Yes, that was a beautiful shot. Millbrook races down inside. France went. Shot off the glass, no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, goes back down to its end, and Maddie Chateau knocks down a jumper from the right side, just to the right. Millbrook back down quick. There is a three that's way off by Lauren Fabric. Fort Laramie gets the rebound, throws it back down to a streaking Easy Meyer. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, but coming away with it is Libby Bunzold. And the Eagles go back to their end, leading 15-13, 1:17 and counting left in the first quarter. With it on the right side is Bunzold. She drives inside, gets a shot to fall, and drew a foul in the process. Oh, did they call that an offensive one? They call it a charge on her.
Charge.
So we race the basket for the Eagles, and Fort Laramie now will try to tie it or take the lead. Mesher coming out, as is Izzy Meyer. And Fort Laramie running with a little smaller lineup here at the moment. 1:02 and counting left in the first quarter. Brandwee takes a pass near half court, dribbles right side, pulls up for a jumper, and knocks it down to tie it. Millbrook gets it down to its end. There's a floater by Fabric. No good. Rebound by Fort Laramie. 45 seconds and counting. The Redskins race down. Throw it inside to Brandwee. Shot off the glass. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds off a Millbrook player. Clock has stopped with 39.7 seconds left. Battle between these two teams in the first quarter. We're tied at the moment, 15-15. Inbounds pass to Brandwee. She throws it over to Autumn Turner, who's in off the bench. She throws it to Miley Chateau. Chateau throws it back out near half court to Maddie Chateau. There's a pass to Brandwee, left side. She takes a couple of dribbles in front of the basket, pulls up her shot, no good. Rebound and put back attempt. It's good by Maddie Chateau. Fort Laramie takes the lead again, 17-15, 9 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Millbrook working on its end. Jordan France with it at the top of the key. After a couple of passes from the right corner is Libby Bunzold. Three attempt, bounces off the rim as time expires in the first half. Fort Laramie leads Millbrook 17-15. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Welcome back to Versailles High School. I am Brian Filling. We're getting started in the second quarter here. Fort Laramie ahead 17-15 over Bellbrook in the last game of the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. And the Redskins start things off here in the second quarter. Lauren Fabric called for a foul for Bellbrook, and at the free throw line and knocking down her first shot, nothing but net, is Miley Chateau. She's averaging 3.8 points per game this season. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good, but coming over and grabbing the rebound is Victoria Mesher. She sat the last minute of that first quarter. She's back in. It was a big first quarter for her. She had 7 points. She gets a pass there down low, goes up for a shot, off the glass, no good. Bellbrook gets the rebound. Libby Bunzold gets it across half court here for the Eagles. Drives down inside, goes up for a shot, no good. Coming away with the rebound is Emmy Sears. And she falls to the ground. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Bellbrook ball. Bellbrook looking to throw it in. Bounce pass in. Goes to Ainsley Gregory. She throws a pass to no one. The Eagle is able to race over near half court and save it, but Mesher then steals a pass, races down, goes up for a shot, and gets it to fall. Ryan, she saw that one developing there, and came away with the easy steal.
And just so aggressive on defense without overextending herself. She's just able to control herself in a way you don't see a lot of players do.
Fort Laramie ahead 20-15. They're on quite a run. Am I remembering it right? It was 15-11, Bellbrook?
Yes. Yep.
So that is 9 straight by Fort Laramie at the moment. Bellbrook goes down inside, pulling up for a short shot is Zoe Howard. No good. Fort Laramie throws it down, but it is intercepted by Bunzold. Bunzold races down, then throws a bounce pass to Fabric, who was racing up. No good. The Eagles able to get the rebound, though. Passing it around now and going to work on their end. Zoe Howard with the top of the key. Dribbles right, then throws a pass over to Fabric. Fabric dribbling with it. She throws a short pass to Gregory. It's knocked away by Mesher. Mesher falling down, able to save it. She saves it to Brandwee, and Brandwee throws it down to Meyer. Izzy Meyer racing down, able to hit the layup. Fort Laramie ahead 22-15 now. 5:56 left in the second quarter. 3 off the rim by Bellbrook. Fort Laramie gets the rebound and gets down to its end. There's an awkward pass, though. Looking down in the post, it goes out of bounds, and Bellbrook has the ball. So that is 11 straight now for Fort Laramie, and Jason Tencher taking a timeout for Bellbrook. The Redskins lead 22-15, 5:46 left in the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge. Phone 937-518-1776. Their many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. A miss by Bellbrook, a rebound by Fort Laramie, and a basket down low by Maddie Chateau. And with that, Fort Laramie ahead by 9, 24-15. They trailed 15-11. The run ends as going down and getting a nice shot down low for Bellbrook was Emmy Sears, 6'0" junior center for the Eagles. So that cuts the gap to 24-17. 4:43 and counting now left in the second quarter. Avery Brandwe pulls up for a three from the left corner. No good. There's a fight for the long rebound after a couple of players touch it. Finally coming away with it is Maddie Chateau. She's dribbling out near half court now. Throws it over to Brandwe. Brandwe goes back to the top of the key to Ariel Heitkamp. After a couple of passes, they were looking for Brandwe down low. She's unable to come up with it. It goes out of bounds. And it will be Bellbrook ball with 4:20 left. Fort Laramie again ahead at 24-17.
They've got a 7-point lead, but they've had some interesting miscommunications on offense these past couple of trips down when they're not in transition.
They're definitely playing fast, and I think sometimes they're playing a little too fast. Bellbrook back on its end. They've played fast, too. There's a three from the left wing by Ainsley Gregory. Off the rim, no good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound, races down. Mesher goes inside and gets a shot off the glass. She has 11, and Fort Laramie has a 26-17 lead, 3:49 and counting left in the second quarter. Bunzold with it. She dribbles back out near half court. She goes inside, was going up for a shot, and she's fouled by, they call that one. Thought they were going to call that on Heitkamp. Who did they call that on? Okay.
It was on Kendall Tennery.
Yep. 5'7" junior forward who's in. I don't know if, no, it's a shooting foul, so. Heitkamp was the one who was guarding her. I didn't even see Tennery in the neighborhood there.
That was something.
Well, first free throw is good by Libby Bunzold. Second one up and through as well. So that cuts the gap to 26-19, 3:37 and counting left in the second quarter. Bellbrook in a full court defense here. Struggle at midcourt, and there is a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors Bellbrook. Fort Laramie got it to Meyer, but she was double-teamed there, and all three of the players were touching the ball at least a little. Bellbrook takes it in from in front of the scorer's table. With it at the top of the key is Painter. She dribbles around right side, then gives a short pass to Eva Coasters. There is a pass over to Libby Bunzold. She dribbles in, pulls up right from the MAC logo. Just a little bit in from the free throw line here in Versailles Gym and knocks a jumper down. That cuts the gap to 5. Fort Laramie leads 26-21, 3:02 and counting left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie gets it past half court and the full court defense. There is a jumper by Miley Chateau. No good. And we have a foul. I think that went against Bellbrook based off Jason Tencher's reaction there.
I believe it was on Zoe Howard.
So Fort Laramie will take it in from under Bellbrook's basket. Excuse me, from under its own basket. They were on that end of the floor. It'd be quite something if they moved it to the other end there. Redskins looking to score. They get it in. Quick pass to Maddie Chateau. She pulls up for a jumper from the right side and knocks it down. She has 8 points. It's been a big game for both her and Victoria Mesher. And Fort Laramie is ahead 28-21 now, 2:38 and counting left in the second quarter. Bounce pass inside in traffic. It's stolen by Fort Laramie. Getting it was Miley Chateau, but she took an extra step there, is called for a travel, and she was stopping to try to look to somebody to pass to, and now Bellbrook will take it in from under its own basket. The Eagles get it in. With it is Libby Bunzold. She throws it over on the right wing to Lauren Fabric. Bounce pass back out on the right wing to Jordan France. France dribbles around, then dribbles in, then throws a bounce pass back outside to Bunzold. She's at the top of the key, dribbling, dribbles right side, then backs out, being guarded by Heitkamp. Ball knocked loose. Mesher comes away with it. Mesher throws it down to Brandewee. Brandewee shot off the glass. It's good. Fort Laramie takes a 9-point lead, 30-21, just under 2 minutes to play in this second quarter. Another near steal there for Fort Laramie, but Bellbrook able to come up with it. Then a pass taken away. It's Maddie Chateau. The Redskins get it down. They throw it over on the left wing to Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws it back over to Maddie Chateau. Maddie Chateau with it on the right wing. Back out to Heitkamp. And Heitkamp backs out near half court here. Coach Carla Siegel calling out instructions. Maddie Chateau now right side. Throws it to Brandewee. Brandewee down low. She was looking for Miley Chateau. Shot off the glass. No good. Bellbrook grabs the rebound. There's a pass. Great, they were looking. Yep, they were looking down to Ava Coasters, and that was Maddie Chateau with the interception. She works it back up across half court, and we have a travel call there. So Bellbrook will get the ball back. 1:09 left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie is ahead by 9 points. Bellbrook gets it in from across the court. Getting it across half court now is Bunzold. After a couple of passes, she has it again at the top of the key. Throws it over left wing to Zoe Howard. Howard drives in, then throws it out to Bunzold. It was knocked loose, but she's able to recover it. Throws a dart down in the post to Jordan France, and France gets a shot to fall. That cuts the gap to 30-23, 41 seconds left. We have a near steal, and it now is a steal by Bellbrook of a pass. The Eagles go back to their end.
Goes back to what you said. It seems like they're just trying to play a little bit too fast and getting ahead of themselves with these passes.
France has it down low. She nearly falls down, but she's able to pass before then. Now with it is Bunzold with 21 seconds left, and we have a foul. Fort Laramie ahead by 7. That will be the Redskins' second foul. Picking up that one was Ariel Heitkamp. Bellbrook taking it in now. And the Eagles get it in. Lauren Fabric with it left side, being guarded by Mesher. She's trying to get something but passes it back out on the wing. It was knocked away and out of bounds to Fort Laramie's bench by Brandewee. So Bellbrook will take it in from there. Bounce pass inside in traffic. And we have a whistle. Say it was out of bounds before Fort Laramie was able to come up with it. Bellbrook now gets it in. Jordan France with it with 10 seconds left. After a couple of passes, Bunzold has it near half court. 6 seconds left. She drives inside. Goes up for a shot. No good. And Victoria Mesher is called for a foul. Fort Laramie wanted that as a charge. Carla Siegel over talking to one official. But Mesher picks up the foul. That is going to be Mesher's first. Bunzold at the line. Knocks down her first. Second one is coming up. She is shooting 75% from the free throw line on the year. Entering the game, she had made 39 of 52 attempts. She knocks both of those down right there. And those two free throws cut the gap to 30-25 with 4.7 seconds left. Couple of substitutions for both teams. Corin Holscher in and throws the inbounds pass for Fort Laramie. It's to Chateau. She races down, goes up for a shot. It's no good as the buzzer sounds. So the teams go to the locker room with Fort Laramie leading Bellbrook 30-25 at halftime. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome back to Versailles High School. I am Brian Billing, better known as the editor of the Sydney Daily News, and for our fearless leader here on Scores Broadcast, Jack Kramer. I'm joined by Ryan Harless, the new sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, who is pinch hitting for Chuck McBee here in this last game of the Versailles MLK Classic. Fort Laramie ahead of Bellbrook, 32-25 at halftime. Halftime here on Scores is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Here with the first half scoring recap is Ryan Harless.
As Brian said, Fort Laramie is leading Bellbrook 30-25. Fort Laramie is led in points so far by senior Victoria Mesher with 11. Sophomore Maddie Chateau has 8 points in the half. And senior Avery Brandewee comes in with 6. Bellbrook is led so far by freshman Livy Bunzold with 10 points. Sophomore Lauren Fabric has 7. And senior Jordan France comes in with 6.
Fort Laramie ahead 30-25 at halftime here in the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. Again, halftime here on Scores is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Welcome back to Versailles. I am Brian Billing alongside Ryan Harless. Fort Laramie ahead 33-27 as we rejoin action here in progress. And there is a basket down low by Libby Bunzel to cut the gap to 33-29. Avery Brandewey started things off with a three-point play for Fort Laramie. She just tried a putback there. It was no good. And there is a rebound and putback by Victoria Mesher, which gives Fort Laramie a 35-29 lead, 6:57 and counting left in the third quarter. Ryan, I missed saying one Bellbrook basket there was the first one they made.
Yes, that was Lauren Fabric, I believe, with that basket.
So with those two, we've been even so far, and there is a drive down inside by Jordan France and a shot off the glass. That cuts the gap back down to four. So these teams off to a fast start here in this third quarter.
And this is the kind of basketball that Fort Laramie likes to play and usually excels at.
Fort Laramie drives inside there. It is Miley Chateau, and she goes in from the left side and gets a shot to fall off the glass. Fort Laramie now ahead 37-31. Ball knock loose. Coming away with it is Ariel Heitkamp. She throws a bounce pass to Mesher. Fort Laramie in white, going from right to left here in this second half. On your computer or smartphone, Bellbrook in purple, going from left to right. We are here high above the visitor side at Versailles High School, above the scores table and the benches. Fort Laramie has a pass knocked out of bounds. It's last off Fort Laramie, and Bellbrook takes it in with 5:45 and counting left in the third quarter. The Eagles work it down to their end. With it now is Fabric. She throws a pass over to France in the left corner. France dribbles in from there, being guarded by Brandwick. Goes back out on the wing to Fabric. Three off the rim. No good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound. Now with it is Mesher. After taking a pass, she goes to Heitkamp. Heitkamp has a pass knocked back to her. She gets it. Dribbles back around. And now throws a pass to Chateau on the right wing. And she throws it back to Heitkamp near half court. Bounce pass back to Miley Chateau. Pass inside to Brandwee. Brandwee turns and gets a shot to fall. That pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 39-31. Carla Siegel takes a timeout, and we'll be back momentarily on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome back to Versailles High School. Brian Billing alongside Ryan Harless. And Fort Laramie ahead 39-31, coming out of a timeout there. Bellbrook looking to answer that latest Fort Laramie basket. With it now in the left corner is Fabric. She thought about shooting. Came down with it after a couple of passes. There is a three by France. No good. Fort Laramie races down. Ball is loose, knocked out of bounds by Bellbrook.
You really have to work if you have any plans on out-rebounding Laramie. Just, they're so big and long and athletic, it's tough to get anything past them.
That was also the case in that Rushi and Waynesville game earlier today. Waynesville, another Southwestern Buckeye League team like Bellbrook, had a very hard time trying to rebound against Rushi, and Rushi able to win that one by double digits. There is a foul by France, and she fouled Brandewey as Brandewey was shooting. Brandewey knocks down her first free throw. Second one is coming up after a quiet start to the game. Brandewey has scored here a lot lately, and she knocks down her second shot.
You don't want to ever give that many free shot attempts, especially not to Brandewey.
Those two free throws have increased Fort Laramie's lead to 41-31. There is a miss down in the post by Fabric and a jump ball called on the rebound. Possession arrow is in Fort Laramie's favor. Oh, there's a foul called. I missed that. So Fort Laramie will take it in after that. I did not catch the PA say who the foul was on, but it's on Bellbrook, and Fort Laramie takes it in.
It would appear the board workers did not catch it either.
Okay. Well, Heitkamp gets it across half court. She dribbles right, goes back out to Mesher. Mesher throws a pass now over to Corin Holscher, who's in off the bench, and there... A pass is thrown to Bellbrook. The Eagles taking it across half court. Bunzold with it. She drives down, then throws it out on the right wing to Bunzold with it again after the pass back and forth. And there we have a foul called. That foul goes against Fort Laramie's Izzy Meyer.
Wow, I thought that was for sure on Avery.
The first free throw attempt is no good. Second one is coming up at the free throw line for the Eagles is France. Her second one off the rim, no good. Rebound by Fort Laramie, and the Redskins get it down to their end. There is a three from the right wing. It rattles in by Maddie Chateau. Fort Laramie takes a 44-31 lead after that three-pointer.
Three brings Maddie to 11 points in the game.
Bellbrook looking for a response down on its end. Macy Westbeld, a freshman, has it right now. She was somebody not on our first roster, but she is on the Southwestern Buckeye League website, and ball is knocked out of bounds. It's Bellbrook ball after being knocked out by Fort Laramie. The Redskins get it in at 2:55 and counting left in the third quarter. Fort Laramie ahead 44-31. There is a three by Westbeld from the right wing. It's no good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound. Here's a pass up past half court to Miley Chateau, and she throws it back to Maddie. They exchange again. Maddie with it. She throws it over on the left wing to Corin Holscher, who goes over to Mesher. Excuse me, to Brandwee. Brandwee has a long shot hit off the rim. No good. There's a long rebound by Bunzold. Bellbrook going to work on its end again. With it on the right side is Jordan France. After a couple passes, now with it on the left wing is France again. She throws it down inside to Westfeld, who went up for a shot. No good. Brandwee gets the rebound, throws it back down the court. Maddie Chateau with it, and she takes it around the arc and is now out. Has a ball knocked loose near half court, and coming away with it, racing down and making a layup is Libby Bunzold. That cuts the gap to 11, 44-33, 142 and counting left in the third quarter, and we have a timeout called by Carla Siegel. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
A miss by Bellbrook, rebound by Fort Laramie as we rejoin action. There's a miss, and after a struggle, Fort Laramie has the rebound, and now with 1:13 and counting left in the third quarter, the Redskins go to work. With it back out near half court and being double teamed is Maddie Chateau. She dribbles up to the free throw line. Ball comes loose, and we have a jump ball called. There were two Eagles there trying to take it away. Possession arrow favors Bellbrook. So they will get the ball here with 1:01 left in the third quarter. Fort Laramie ahead 44-33. This would be the second straight victory for Fort Laramie if it is able to hold on after losing two straight to Ottawa Glandorf and St. Henry back on January the 11th. That was a week ago Saturday and last Tuesday. Again, the squad bounced back with a 49-26 win at Lima Bath 2 days ago. That was up in Lima. Bellbrook passing it around here. 38 seconds and counting now. Long pass over to Howard. She throws it over to France. And after a couple more passes to the left wing, there is Bunzold with a three. No good. After a fight, Mesher comes up with it. She nearly loses it, then falls down. But she was fouled from behind. And that one is called against Lauren Fabric. That is the fourth here by the Eagles in this quarter. So if they commit another in the final 18.8 seconds, Laramie could go to the free throw line. Fort Laramie takes it in. With it is Maddie Chateau. She throws a pass down to Izzy Meyer. Left side, Meyer goes to Brandwee. Brandwee goes back at the top of the key to Chateau, who pulls up for 8-3. It's off the rim, no good. There is a heave at the buzzer. It does hit off the rim by Libby Bunzold after hitting off the glass, but it is no good. As we end the third quarter, Fort Laramie is on top of Bellbrook, 44-33. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
A proud sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides the same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a fourth generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Fort Loramie starts things off here in the fourth quarter with a basket by Miley Chateau, and that increases the lead to 46-33. Bellbrook misses on its end, and right there, Brandwee makes a shot to increase the lead to 48-33. Great start to this fourth quarter, Ryan.
Indeed it is. That is Brandwee's ninth point of the half, too.
And Bellbrook trailing by its largest margin of the game, looking for something here. There is a three. It is an air ball from the right wing, and Fort Loramie grabs the rebound and works back down to its end. With it now is Miley Chateau. She goes back to Maddie Chateau near half court. She briefly exchanged it with Ariel Heitkamp, and now Chateau goes to Mesher, high post. Then a pass down to Brandwee. She can't get anything and throws it back out. After a couple of passes, now with it is Miley Chateau on the right wing. She goes to Brandwee. Brandwee goes down low to Mesher. First shot, no good. She grabs the rebound and gets the putback to fall. Fort Loramie ahead by 17, 50-33. If things continue as they are, we're on pace for two impressive victories by Shelby County Athletic League teams over Southwestern Buckeye League teams today. Bellbrook gets it down there, and they get a much-needed basket. That is Jordan France. She has really been big for the squad today. She has 10 points at the moment. That last two on that basket cuts the gap to 50-35, 5:25 and counting. Maddie Chateau was double-teamed there. Tries throwing a pass to Maddie, and it goes out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. And Bellbrook will take over there.
A little underhand shovel pass that just got away from her.
The Eagles get it in, trailing by 15. Bunzel with it. She throws a bounce pass over to Fabric on the left wing. Bounce pass here to Ava Coasters. Pass back to Gregory. That is Ainsley Gregory. Shot off the back of the rim, no good. And a foul after the rebound. That foul is called against Coasters. And Fort Loramie will now take it in from under Bellbrook's basket. 5:03 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie gets it in. With it is Maddie Chateau. Bellbrook in a full court defense here. The Redskins get it back to their end. With it now is Meyer. And she tried throwing a pass, taken away by Libby Bunzold, who dribbles down and gets a layup. So that cuts the gap to 50-37, 4:44 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Full court defense again. Another near turnover, but Fort Laramie gets it across half court and has possession. In trouble, though, near half court is Maddie Chateau. She's able to get it away, and after a couple of passes, now on the left wing is Meyer. Meyer throws it over to Miley Chateau. She throws it over to Maddie Chateau, who goes in, pulls up for a shot. It's no good, and Bellbrook gets the rebound. 4:12 and counting now left in this fourth quarter. 50-37 lead by Fort Laramie over Bellbrook. Shot down low. That was by Gregory. No good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound. And falling down there was France. I missed the first part of that. Ball is out of bounds, and it is going to be Bellbrook ball.
That was Maddie Chateau came down with the rebound a little bit off balance and fell and just happened to land on the black.
And now Bellbrook will try again to get going.
A three here would be huge for Bellbrook.
And they try one from the left wing. It is Fabric. It's no good, though, and the ball bounces right to Miley Chateau. Ariel Heitkamp gets the pass from her and gets it across half court. Ball nearly taken away, and we have a foul near half court. That foul goes against France. She was going after the ball after it had been passed to Mesher.
I believe the foul was on Mesher.
Oh, yes, it was. You are correct. So Mesher picks up the foul there. Who was going for it?
That is her third.
And Bellbrook trying to take advantage now. The Eagles take it back in. And with it now, at the top of the key, is Bunzold. She dribbles a little right, then tries going down. She loses control of her dribble. It's knocked out of bounds. Fort Laramie, aggressive on defense, plays a lot of man always. It has been their identity for a long time, and they have been successful at it again today. And as Ryan has noted, very strong rebounding day for the Redskins. Several passes here. Fort Laramie gets it across half court. There is a three attempt from the right wing. That's by Meyer. It is no good. Ball goes out of bounds after the miss. And Bellbrook working it back down to its end. Eagles running out of time here. Trailing by 13. Fort Laramie ahead 50-37. 2:50 and counting now left in this fourth quarter. There is a deep three attempt by Bunzold. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes to Bellbrook. A couple of quick passes here. Now with it is Fabric. She throws a pass across the court to Gregory. Gregory dribbling on the right wing, then goes inside. Passes it back out. After a couple passes, Fabric three, left wing, no good. There's a rebound by Miley Chateau. She throws it to Heitkamp on the far side of the court. Heitkamp gets it down. And we have a full timeout called by Carla Siegel. Fort Laramie ahead of Bellbrook, 50-37, 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Fort Laramie ahead of Bellbrook, 50-37 here with 2:16 and counting left in the fourth quarter as we rejoin the action after that Fort Laramie timeout. Brandwee with it at the moment. She throws it back to Mesher. Brandwee yells out instructions here. Heitkamp with it, right side. She dribbles back around, way outside, near half court. Couple of quick passes. Now with its Mesher. Mesher from in front of Fort Laramie's bench over to Brandwee. Brandwee down low. There is his shot. Missed by Corin Holscher. She had a nice open look there. The rim just didn't like it. So Fort Laramie's lead stays at 50-37. Bellbrook gets the rebound, gets back down to its end. There is a jumper on the right side. It's knocked down by Ava Coasters. And Bellbrook takes a quick timeout. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about Schaefer Market, the new community go-to score. Schaefer Market on South Main and Fort Laramie has truly gone local. They found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on their shelves inside the market. They now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey's Pies, Weaver Brothers Egg and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample their daily hot lunches at the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like their new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, they offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today and see the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie is your new community go-to score. Store. That's the second time I said score. Store. Sorry, folks, long day.
Basketball on the brain.
And I will add in here, I've been to Schaefer Market since they have taken over and redone it. It is beautiful and great selection there. There is a jumper as Fort Laramie gets it in after that timeout, and Fort Laramie goes back ahead 52-38. That was Miley Chateau from the right side. Did I miss it, Ryan?
Yes, that was Maddie Chateau.
That was,
with
okay.
Her 13th point of the game.
I mistakenly corrected myself. I had the right one to begin with. Annie Ball goes out of bounds. Bellbrook was looking to throw it down low there. Now under a minute to play, 57.1 seconds left. Fort Laramie has the ball ahead 52-39. Taking it in after that turnover by the Eagles. What a performance by Fort Laramie, something they were looking for after struggling in that two-game stretch. And they have had great scoring today, and while Avery Brandwee scored late, it was for the squad in the first half, Victoria Mesher, who helped get the squad going, as well as Maddie Chateau.
Yeah, we talked about that yin and yang of Mesher and Brandwee. Brandwee didn't really score as much there in the first half, but she's got 9 points, I believe, so far in this second half, and she's matched Mesher now.
Chateau is big for Fort Laramie when she's been able to score. I saw that in the one game I broadcast with Chuck back a month ago against Anna. She led him in scoring that night. I know you covered that game as well for the Sydney Daily News that evening.
Yeah, I believe she went for 17 or 18 that night and showing off the range, she hit numerous threes. She's a weapon when she gets free.
After a ball gets knocked out of bounds, Fort Laramie gets it in, and we have a foul there. Mesher got that inbounds pass. That foul is called against Fabric, and that increases Bellbrook's count to three. They are in a full court defense here, playing hard in the final minute. Fort Laramie is yet to get it across half court. Brandwee with it. She does. Gets it to Maddie Chateau, who is dribbling near half court. She throws it over to Mesher, and Mesher is immediately fouled. That is Jordan France there who commits that foul. That is the fourth foul for Bellbrook. 28.5 seconds left. And Brandwee will throw it in from in front of the scorer's table. She gets it into Mesher, left corner, and there's a pass taken away by Bellbrook. Nearly stolen right back on a pass by Mesher, but the Eagles get it down with it as Fabric. After a couple of quick passes, there is a three from the left wing. That was
Libby Bunzold with the
Thank three. You with that. I couldn't see with the hair on the back. I saw the three and was unsure that there was a one with it. But that is the final basket of the game. Fort Laramie gets it down after that and runs out the clock to preserve a 52-42 victory. Fort Laramie wins by double digits after what was an impressive performance today. We'll recap that impressive performance here, and we hope to hear from Coach Carla Siegel as well when we return. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back here to Versailles High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Ryan Harless, and we are joined with Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel after the squad's 52-42 victory over Bellbrook. Coach, an impressive performance today, and coming off of that two-game losing streak, you've now won two in a row here after picking up a win on Saturday at Lima Bath too. And pleased with how your squad has bounced back after those losses.
Yeah, we've had a tough January as far as our game schedule. You know, it started with Rushi, and then we played, you know, Ottawa Glandorf, and we played St. Henry, and then we had Bath, and today. So the two-game losing streak, you know, nobody likes to lose, but I think it was good for our team. You know, our bench players knew they had to step up. I thought Izzy played well today. I thought Corinne had a good game for us today. And so that was good for us. I mean, they realized that they need to start helping us out. So the Bath game was a huge stepping stone for us. And then today, I mean, this game, I knew it was going to be a fast game, but that was a track meet out there.
Yes. And
my girls are not a track team. So obviously I'm very pleased with the way they handled the pressure and the way that we attacked the rim and scoring all those points. That was great.
Oh, they are a high-scoring team, and your defense really contained them well today. What was going well defensively for you guys?
Well, I think Victoria, you know, Avery was on their best player. Victoria was on their second best player. And then all the other girls were helping out when needed. And the communication was great as far as all the screens and picks and things like that. I know number three got loose a couple times and got some easy baskets. But she's a great player. So, I mean, I think she had 19. So that's not overly impressive. But number 12 only had 6. And I don't think any of the other players had a lot. So, I loved our defense today. I thought the girls did a great job rebounding and getting the ball down the floor, and we got some transition points, which was good for us today.
Avery's been big scoring for you all season long, but in the first half today, Victoria and Maddie Chateau got you guys going. What can you say about them and what they were able to do early offensively to help you guys get the lead?
Well, if anybody really knows for Army basketball, we don't want a one-headed monster. We really don't. We need more people stepping up because everybody's, you know, honing in on Avery all the time. So for Victoria to play as good as she did today is awesome for us. You know, Maddie Chateau's coming out onto her own as a sophomore, so those are great things for us to see today in this big game.
Congratulations again, and thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you guys for covering.
That is Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel joining us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, Fort Laramie, a big winner today by 10 points, an impressive performance for the squad. We are going to pause for a commercial break, and when we come back, we will have the complete scoring recap. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Welcome back to Versailles High School. I am Brian Billing, in for Jack Kramer, alongside Ryan Harless, who is in for Chuck McBee, for our second broadcast of the day and the sixth and final game of the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. Fort Laramie was victorious 52-42 over Bellbrook. And the first game we had here today, Rushi beat Waynesville 53-41. So two similar final scores there. And it is two Shelby County Athletic League teams knocking off bigger Southwestern Buckeye League teams. Impressive performances by both, including Fort Laramie here in this one. We thank Coach Carlos Siegel. joining us here and talking a bit about that. And now with the complete scoring recap is Ryan Harless.
Leading Fort Loramie in points today was senior Victoria Mesher with 15 and senior Avery Brandewee with 15 of her own. Brandewee was 3-for-3 from the line. And sophomore Maddie Chateau finished the game with 13 points. Miley Chateau finished with 5, and Ariel Heitkamp added 2 points of her own. For Bellbrook, freshman Livy Bunsold finished with 19 points to lead her team. Senior Jordan France had 10 points of her own, went 2-for-5 from the line. And sophomore Lauren Fabric added 9 points.
And again, they name an MVP after each game here in the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic that went to Victoria Mesher, and we agree that she is also the Clancy's star of the game after a big game today for Fort Loramie. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Welcome back to Versailles High School. I am Brian Pilling alongside Ryan Harless. Again, Fort Loramie victorious 52-42 over Bellbrook in the final game of the Versailles Lady Tiger Classic. Looking over all the scores from today, Brookville beat Ansonia 71-51 in the first game. Rushi beat Waynesville 53-41 in the second game, which we also had the call of here on scores. In the third game, Mississinewa Valley lost to Marion Local 56-44. Xenia Legacy Christian beat New Bremen 52-27 in the fourth game. And Versailles beat Urbana 64-50 in the fifth game. And of course, Fort Loramie victorious by 10 points over Bellbrook in the final game here today. Ryan, thanks so much for joining this broadcast and helping me in both our broadcast today by keeping the book.
Of course. I'm always ready to put the headset on whenever I'm called.
And be sure to check the Sydney Daily News for more coverage on both Rushi and Fort Loramie's wins. You can see that online tonight, and it will be in Wednesday's print edition. And Jack Kramer will be back with the call here later this week of the next broadcast here on Scores.
Which broadcast.com website for the updated schedule. Weather permitting, we may cover Anna at Bodkin's Girls tomorrow night. Weather permitting.
So that will be the next one. And thanks again, everyone, for listening.
Once again, Fort Loramie victorious by a score of 52-42 over Bellbrook.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.